Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you today to talk about two major exhibitions of the year 2024 at the Cité de l'Architecture in Paris, France, and the work and careers of the curators. Indeed, La Cité de l'Architecture et du Patrimoine is getting into the Olympic spirit with two exhibitions in 2024 that take visitors through the experience of sport in and out of stadiums through the prism of architecture. With Il était une fois les stades, or Once Upon a Time, stadiums, visitors can trace the evolution and revolutions of stadiums from the early 20th century to the present day. In 2023, architecture students have been invited to build nomadic sports fields in urban spaces. Quand la ville se prend au jeu, or When the City Plays Games, will exhibit the winners of the 9th edition of Minnie Mouse. First part, Il était une fois les stades, or Once Upon a Time, Stadiums Exhibition, from March 20 to September 16, 2024. Temporary space in the Gallery of Modern and Contemporary Architecture. By Émilie Regnault, curator. Since 2002, Émilie Regnault has been a curator at the Gallery of Modern and Contemporary Architecture at the Cité de l'Architecture et du Patrimoine / Musée des Monuments Français in Paris. As part of the creation of the Cité de l'Architecture, she led an ambitious program to create models, which contributes to the enrichment of the public collections. Her main missions are to manage and promote the collections. She is a graduate of Université 1, Paris-Sorbonne, with a DEA in Contemporary Art History, with a major in Architecture. She has been curator or associate curator of several exhibitions. Most recently, Tous à la plage, L'architecture balnéaire de ses origines à nos jours, in 2016, Alvar Aalto, architect et designer, in 2018, and Otto Wagner, maître de l'art nouveau viennois, in 2019. In March 2024, she inaugurated Once Upon a Time Stadiums. For the École du Louvre, she is helping to run a museography seminar, conceived in 2011, on the subject of modal collections in relation to architectural discourse. Conveying architecture to as many people as possible is what motivates and enthuses her. Encouraging the general public to question their everyday environment is part of her commitment to the Cité, as illustrated by the various exhibitions in which she participates. This latest exhibition, devoted to the stadium's architecture, is part of the Cultural Olympiad programming accompanying the hosting of the 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games in Paris. It invites the public to turn their gaze to this architecture, primarily known for what it stages, spot. This architecture envelops the void, directing everyone's attention to the lawn. In just 100 years, the stadium has become France's best-known sports venue. The figure of the stadium is examined, not by tracing it back to its Greek or Roman origins, but by looking at its reinvention and reappearances between the wars. From a public facility necessary to all modern cities, the stadium quickly took on the role of monument. The questions the exhibition aims to answer are: how, in just over a century, has the stadium become a public facility, a monument that every city must have? How does this simple plot of grass, with its standardized, globalized dimensions, give rise to a multifaceted architecture of emptiness? Featuring a selection of some 150 original works, mainly from the city's holdings, with exceptional loans from the Musée National du Sport and the Fédération Française de Football, the exhibition is organized around three key themes: democratize, perform, globalize. These three themes allow us to grasp the full range of the sport's characteristics. Democratize. The hygienist discourse of the late 19th century, a healthy mind in a healthy body, and the injunctions to transform and clean up congested cities, accompanied the development of sporting activities. Leisure time became a time of rest for all, and the sports arena a public facility in its own right. In the interwar years, France embarked on the first genuine public sports policy in favor of mass participation, while taking care not to support spectator sports. Sports facilities became an integral part of the modern city, flourishing throughout France thanks to committed local authorities. Performer. Pierre de Coubertin's motto, plus vite, plus haut, plus fort, faster, higher, stronger, applies perfectly to the programmers and designers of this architecture. They are in search of innovation and experimentation to meet the challenges facing this emblematic site: crossing, covering, welcoming, securing, and circulating. Through a large-scale projection, the athlete's feet calls into question the technical, spatial, and aesthetic performance of the architecture that houses it. The site is transformed and adapted to meet changing needs. It takes on a variety of architectural forms, from the most ordinary to the most exceptional. The exhibition looks at architecture in the same way as the photographer of the late 19th looked at the athlete, to capture its workings, its evolution. Globalize. Sport has become mass culture, transforming the park from the grassy field of its early days into a machine for transmitting and broadcasting feats and emotions. Today, the stadium is the symbol of the globalization of sport that has been underway since the revival of the Olympic Games in 1896. The proliferation of major sporting events is a catalyst for daring architectural designs. The competition is also played out in the field of architecture. The stadium's power to represent sport as a vehicle for national identity has given it the status of a monument that every city desires. Second part, Minnie Mouse 9, when the city takes to the games, from March 20 to September 16, 2024, with a summary by Fiona Meadows. The Olympic Charter sums it up in its preamble. Olympism aims to create a lifestyle based on the joy of effort, the educational value of good example, social responsibility, and respect for universal, fundamental ethical principles. Pierre de Coubertin founded the International Olympic Committee, IOC, in 1894, with the conviction that sport could perfect the body and mind of every individual. Olympism advocates a generalized sports education accessible to all. Indeed, the Olympic Games were strictly reserved for amateurs until the end of the 20th century. In keeping with this spirit, this great sporting event has gradually widened its circle of inclusion. With the participation of women, the creation of the Paralympic Games, and finally, the creation of the Youth Olympic Games. Since 2020, with the COVID crisis and during the worst moments of confinement, in this forced collective experience, we have experienced the city differently, as an escape between a prison home and a collective home, where only public space offered the possibility of a space of freedom. For an hour at a time, thanks to a travel certificate, you could go out into the city to do your shopping, walk your dog, or play a sport in the open air. Without COVID, our overly sedentary urban lives were already damaging our physical health. And this only became more pronounced with the pandemic, which had a direct impact on mental health. This new context made me realize just how important it is to think about our cities through the prism of sport. It's not enough to design public spaces for traffic or as green spaces. We have to think of them as living spaces with multiple uses. The urban practices of the hip-hop movement, which are expressed in public spaces through graffiti and dance, as well as jogging and cycling, must shape the way we live and think about our cities. This is not to deny the need for a network of high-quality sports facilities throughout France, but it does underline the importance of making sport an integral part of everyday life. Against this Olympic backdrop, the 9th edition of the Minnie Mouse competition sets the challenge of proposing a nomadic micro-architecture, a mini fan zone. The idea was to create a link between neighbors to experience this unique moment, shared on a global scale. It will circulate throughout the 93 region, in Saint-Denis, Plaine Commune, and the most remote housing estates, to celebrate, share, and love sport. The competition is the stimulus for ideas to create family-friendly facilities and venues in the most remote areas of the Olympic Games. How can we ensure that the youth of the cité are included in this great global celebration of sport? How can we encourage physical activity through sport? Fiona Meadows and her background. From the first primitive shelter made of branches, to the perfection of a Japanese tea pavilion, from the DIY hut of the Sunday gardener to the high-tech space capsule, from the simplicity of the igloo to the camping tent. The small scale has been around for all time and in all places. In architecture, it can be found in a multitude of projects and objects that rival one another in inventiveness and poetry. As early as 1999, when the Cité de l'Architecture et du Patrimoine was being prefigured, my mission was to set up the small-scale architecture program I had imagined. Since then, and right up to the present day, this theme has federated my exhibitions, numerous research action workshops, most often conducted in situ and on a one-to-one scale, a series of children's workshops, and architectural competitions. The small is not just a refuge for the architectural imagination affected by the complexity of large scale. It can embody a radical alternative to the standardization of everyday life and the arbitrariness of standards by virtue of the constraints it must satisfy or set for itself. It often requires a different economic model, involving, for example, self-construction, materials recovery, and technology transfer. Small-scale architecture develops a creativity that does not feed solely on established culture, but seeks, on the contrary, to be in touch with the diversity of lifestyles, social and geographical situations, and human contexts. The challenge of small-scale architecture is precisely to address this particular moment, the act of building, beyond the obvious satisfaction of bringing a personal project to fruition. Workshops are also moments of shared happiness, of building and being built together. To be truly understood, architecture must be experienced and lived in. The real scale is certainly the best way to grasp the architect's intentions and experience an exhibition. And it's this principle that guides my exhibitions. Finally, and from the outset, I believe it's essential to focus on the modest rather than the monumental. I often like to quote the slogan of the Minnie Mouse competition: small architecture that does the maximum. Fiona Meadows, Minnie Mouse 9 competition curator. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.